Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. It is Monday. I am not alone. I am with...
Dr. Jason Leong.
He's with me all the way through till 10 p.m. this evening. How are you, good doctor?
Good. Nice to share the misery of the Monday blues.
Yes.
With you.
Getting over that weekend. I know you had a very busy weekend.
Yes. One of my weekends, a Sunday. My Sunday was stolen away.
Don't tell me too much, though, because I want to go in depth into it.
In depth.
We've got stuff we're going to be talking about, how you can reset your brain to the last known working configuration, apparently.
No.
Trusting on good old Microsoft Windows software.
Don't trust Microsoft.
Doesn't all work in the same sentence
yeah,
together,
exactly,
does it?
Exactly, when you put it together.
Right. Of course, as usual, we do have a giveaway this evening. 01620019000. We are giving away a pair of tickets to the Crack House Comedy Club over the weekend. I will ask you a question a little bit later on in the show. You'll give me an answer, and you might win some tickets. I'm also want to be talking about how it's my Facebook anniversary.
Mm.
Very exciting stuff, you know.
How many years has it
10
been?
10 years, man.
That's 10 years. Silver, I think, or bronze?
Something like that. Yeah. Right, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. And if you want to get in touch with the show, SMS at 016-201-9000. Get us on Twitter at BFM Radio or at BFM TTN. Be right back. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Jason Leong.
We're with you all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. I'll get the giveaway out of the way right now. 016-201-9000. Win yourself a pair of tickets to the Crack House Comedy Club over the weekend. Jason, I'm going to ask a question. In the American version of the TV series The Office, what is the name of the song that Michael and Dwight sang about Ryan when he started the fire? Don't give me the answer. Think about that. Folks at home who's listening, if you know the answer, get in touch. 016-201-9000. So I opened up Facebook this morning, right?
Mm.
And the first thing I see is this stupid little video that says, it's your Facebook-iversary.
All right.
And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Let's just have a quick look through.
Okay.
And find out how long, in fact, I have been addicted to the blue and white menace.
Yes.
10 years.
10 years.
As of today,
wow.
That I have been participating in Mark Zuckerberg's social domination plan.
Yes, sir. And what's in the video? I mean,
There's nothing.
Huh?
It's like literally you signed on this date.
That's it.
A couple of video pictures of you throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
This is you in May 2013.
Right.
And this is you now. And it's
right.
Like, yeah, I already know this. Right? But, you know, before when you have like these friendiversaries or whatever,
yes.
It links the two pictures together
yes,
in your
yes,
profile.
Yes, yes.
And there's a little bit of a story to it. This
yes.
is completely pointless. And now I'm thinking, after 10 years of my
right.
devotion,
right.
This should be more than just this is you in 2013.
Yes, well, in fact, I feel that after 10 years of helping Mark Zuckerberg, as you say, dominate the world
right.
with social media,
yeah.
I think I should get at least like a percentage of his profits.
Right.
Right?
Am I
the only one who feels that way?
No, I completely agree with you.
You know what I mean?
I mean, in the UK, if you are charged with murder, from what I understand, you get 7 years in a prison, right?
Right.
This is 10 years devoted to Facebook.
Yeah, this is 10 years, a lot longer than most marriages
right.
or relationships,
yeah.
you know, and very few people stick to one brand.
This is true.
For 10 years. Like, I know friends who just jump from iPhone to Android and back to iPhone and back.
They're
such sluts, you know, when it comes to brands.
I know.
But with Facebook,
it's you're in and you're there all the time.
Yeah.
Right. Do you ever have a MySpace page?
No, but
no.
I used to have a Friendster page.
Oh, did you?
This was when I was hitting puberty.
Right.
And then have you ever had Friendster?
Never.
So
no.
Friendster,
I heard of it. But
this Friendster is a very alien version of Facebook. But the thing is, we will get each other to write testimonials
right.
on our walls.
Wait, so friends write about you?
Yes, on your not wall, on your profile or whatever, okay, right? Okay. And it's very self-serving because back then we were just kids, so what do we know, right? So,
right.
And then Facebook came along. It was somewhat like that, but it's a lot more interconnecting algorithms or whatever. It became more successful. And that's the thing, right? We only use Facebook. There's no competing profile.
Not anymore.
I mean, there is Snapchat or whatever, but it's not exactly the same.
Right. But that was the thing as well. Recently, we've got Snapchat, we've got Instagram, we've now got WhatsApp, all of these things, including this, you know, what are you up to right now kind of.
Yes, but Facebook is the best way to humble brag about your life.
Yeah,
and that's why we keep it, you know. And you know, you mentioned about the friendsery, you know, that's like, oh, 10 years,
yeah.
Oh, this is your... I always feel very offended because when I have... It's like, for example, oh, it's you have been friends with Richard for like 7 years or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a video, then I'll share the video, right? And then I realized that sometimes your friend won't share it.
Right.
Because you get the notification both, right? You
yeah.
and your friend will get it.
Of course.
Why aren't you sharing the
yeah, yeah.
You should be sharing, what's up, bro?
Does our friendship not mean as much to you as it does to me?
Yeah. And then you're unfriend.
Right.
it's that's actually a double-edged sword, that friend.
Right.
So have you shared the video? I don't think you have.
No, I haven't. I mean, I will do later today.
Yeah.
But you're right about the friendiversary thing. You know, I completely agree with you on that. I mean, I shared mine with Jenhan the other day. And
he didn't share
he
yours.
Didn't share.
He didn't share yours.
No, he didn't. You know, I mean... And I kind of get the, well, if one person shared it, the other person doesn't need to kind of...
No, that's
but
wrong.
No, it's wrong.
We absolutely both, wrong. You both must share this, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
That is, what a man whore.
Right, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Right, we're going to take a very short break. We've been asking you a question to win yourself a pair of tickets to Crack House Comedy Club over the weekend. The question is, in the American version of the TV series The Office, what is the name of the song that Michael and Dwight sang about Ryan when he started the fire? Send in your answers along with your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win to 01620019000. Quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. My name's Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Jason Leong.
So we spoke about Facebook just a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, over the weekend, I was checking up on my friends and seeing how exciting of a life they have compared to mine.
Yes.
Now, I felt quite grateful that I was sat at home Netflixing it away and not stuck in a shopping mall as somebody rather close to me was. What happened, Jason?
So I was asked out to lunch by my very good friend, former friend. Sharul Chana, a very talented comedian from Singapore.
Yeah.
So she said, yeah, sure, let's go for lunch. And then we went for lunch. And then after that, she said, hey, bro, can we just stop by at one of the clothes stores for like 20 minutes? Just 20 minutes, try on a few outfits. And then even though she's Singaporean, she couldn't keep track of time. And she ended up stealing an entire afternoon of my life.
How did you allow her to do that, though?
No, see, because when you agree to go shopping with a woman, right?
Yeah.
You're sucked into this vortex that is unavoidable and inescapable. It's like a black hole. Even light and time itself cannot escape this black hole, right? So it's just like... Because I'm married, right? And I recognize the signs and symptoms of this problem. And yet, I couldn't extricate myself from this. Because it's like, hey, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, another five minutes. And she's so happy, you know? Like, Cheryl,
so you didn't want to interrupt.
You can't interrupt that joy, you know. Right. Like, and she's like trying on different outfits.
Of course, she's coming with Singaporean money to spend.
Exactly,
in KL, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's so cheap for her.
Yeah.
And she's trying all the different outfits, like this. And to me, right, all the dresses look exactly the same. You know what I mean? Like, it has no difference. You know, like... And
you didn't tell her that though, right?
No, I told her they all look great on you.
Of course.
Blah, 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 whatever. And then she entered... I knew I was done for when she entered the shoe shop.
Oh.
That's when I realized that even though I don't believe in religion, there definitely is a hell.
You see, I have a friend that when they... In fact, I've got two stories related. When they go into a shoe stop, they pick out the shoes that they like to try on.
Okay.
And instead of just placing them gently on the floor, they just drop them from like waist height. They pick them off the shelf.
Oh, dink, my God.
And I'm like, why are you doing that? It's a brand new pair of shoes. Okay. Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. It's just a habit.
Test the integrity.
Test the integrity.
Or they watch like too much of a Devil Wears Prada.
That could be it.
Meryl Streep just throws a rug.
You imagine they're walking into like a Jimmy Choo store and taking them off the shelf. Just going, dink. They're, you wouldn't do it more than once,
yeah,
right? But they do it all the time.
Why?
I don't know.
And I think it's to test the integrity.
And the
of,
other thing is, when they go to somewhere like Guardian or somewhere like that, one of the other, you know, retailers where there's something sniffy and fancy.
Okay.
Say, for example, they're buying a shampoo.
Okay.
It's not about what's in the bottle, right?
Yeah.
It's about how it smells.
Yes.
This person will unscrew and stand there. So
you,
your idea of, like, you know, her saying, you saying, oh, it looks great, your dress looks fine, whatever. How do you argue with somebody about smells, though?
You know,
I like this smell. Well, so do I.
Oh my God.
Why don't you just buy that one? Because there might be something other. It might smell better there.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's why I think women have still a long ways to, like, controlling the entire world. Because they take too much time of their lives.
You're going to get in so much trouble for
shopping,
saying this, you know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But your wife, though, right? Yes.
Same problem when you're out shopping with her or?
No, because normally what I do is I just say I can't go shopping with her. You know, but this one I was just pulled into it, like, because she's like a trap.
Right.
She knew I had the time. That's why that's the problem. See.
Ah.
And you know what's weird? I was in the Zara or Top Shop, whatever, right? And you can see all the other guys
Sat on the bench outside.
Sat on the bench
phone.
Chairs and holding the women's handbag, and I was holding Charlotte's handbag. She went to the fitting room, and you could see all of them, right? And we all don't make eye contact. We were full of shame.
Yeah.
Don't look at you. Look down on the floor.
Yeah.
And in a few minutes' time, this is all going to be over.
Well, you think so, but then as you're sat down there with your handbag on your shoulder and the phone in your hand, Jason!
Yeah.
Can you just. How does this look, huh?
Yeah.
And you have to walk in with the handbag on.
Yeah.
You know, past the other guys with their handbags.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, this is.
Yeah, bro.
That is our walk of shame.
That is our walk of
shame. Right? That is our walk of shame.
Completely
and you know,
understand.
What I don't understand is this, right? Yes, there are. I'm very grateful that some girls think that my opinions matter when, you know, you buy outfits or whatever. Why is it that these female friends of mine never need my opinion when they want to buy, like, swimsuits?
That one,
no problem. I'll be there and I'll give you my opinion. I'll be very patient. I'll do whatever, everything. I just want to be there when I give you my opinions about swimsuits.
What about, do you ever ask them for their opinion on your outfits, though?
No, I just.
Right, so, I mean, you can't exactly come out in a pair of shorts and say, how do I look?
Yeah, no.
What would you think Cheryl would say?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Okay.
No, yeah, she would say no.
She'll say no, I don't want
to. So I just go and buy my own stuff. Like, do you know how short of a time it takes for a guy to just buy something?
Yeah.
You just go there and we buy.
Right. You already have an idea in your mind of what you want to go buy, right?
Yes.
And you walk into the shop that you know sells that item.
Yes.
You pick it up. You find if it's your right size. You go try it, maybe.
Yes.
And then you buy it.
That's it.
Done.
This conversation really needs Adeline. I wish she was here.
She'll be listening. And they'll be like, expletives been thrown at the radio.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
Thank God she's not here in the studio.
But speaking about shopping, have you seen that video online right now that's going, I say going viral. It's an escalator in Hong Kong.
Yes.
So we know there's been escalator incidents across Malaysia and across China and other places. So I saw one from yesterday.
Yes.
A 45-meter escalator in Mong Kok in Langham Place.
Yes.
One of the biggest in Hong Kong. And it just, these people are going up slowly as they are.
Yes.
All of a sudden, this thing stops and reverses at double speed.
Yes.
15 people get thrown to the end of this thing, right? Terrifying. Yeah. One, I despise escalators. Two, I despise shopping. You know, this is like one of my biggest fears come
biggest
true.
Biggest
nightmare.
Yeah. All coupled into one.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you listening who has never watched that video, you have to go check it out because it's
thankfully nobody was seriously injured. We should say that.
It's very scary because something so mundane and banal as going up the escalator, within 1 second, it becomes a terrifying drop of death.
Yeah. So looking at this guy who's been writing about it right now, and he's an escalator engineer. So I found it really interesting because, you know, people are saying, oh, you could have just hit the emergency stop button. Uh-huh. And he's like, actually, no.
Oh.
The reason being is because it was a broken coupling. And even if you'd have pushed that button, nothing would have happened. The brakes wouldn't have come on.
Oh,
nothing would have happened. It would have just, it was in free fall. And what he's saying is, because of the weight of the people on the escalator, that's what made it go so fast, and which is even more terrifying, Jason.
Yeah, and that's really scary.
It's
we take our escalators for granted.
We look at them, they're nice stainless steel and polished. They look safe.
Yes.
Right?
This reminds me of a joke. I know, joke, let's talk about.
That's why we got you here. Carry
on. This is Mitch Hedberg.
Right.
He once said that, you know, escalators never break down.
Mm-hmm.
They only become stairs.
That's true.
Not true
not
anymore.
This time.
Not anymore.
No, they become roller coasters and defilers of death.
And they kill people if it breaks down, you know. So I think we should just pay engineers more money. Yeah. We really need them.
We do.
Yeah.
Otis, get on it. Yeah. Right, ladies and gents, we've got to take a very short break, of course. When we come back, how to roll back your brain, allegedly. Do you know anything about that?
No, please tell me.
I will. Right, question is, in the American version of the TV series The Office, what is the name of the song that Michael and Dwight sang about Ryan when he started the fire? I think it's pretty obvious, right? 016-201-9000. If you want to get in touch, don't forget your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Welcome back, ladies and gents. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Jason Leong.
We've been rambling a little bit. We've talked about Facebook adversaries. We've talked about escalators. We've talked about men accompanying women on shopping trips. Mm-hmm. Time-honored tradition, I'm sure, goes back generations. So I read this article the other day. Mm-hmm. I forget which website it was on, but it's about your last known working configuration. And it's apparently an easy mind trick for identifying things that you enjoy doing, things that you're good at, and what makes you happiest, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, so it's based on the Microsoft Windows feature called the last known working configuration, mm-hmm. also known as the rollback, right? So this is the current hipster term, the rollback.
All right.
So you take a ride on the time machine and think back to a time when things were great for you.
Right.
A happy period in your life, and you take the time to recall what activities you were doing from, you know, throughout your day.
Okay.
What were you doing on a regular basis? That's the thing. That's the key thing, right?
Okay.
So were you going to the gym every day?
Okay.
What was your diet like?
Right.
Did you play your guitar? All this kind of stuff. And you write it down.
Okay.
Then you do the same thing again, but go back to a time years before, right? And then you see if there are things that match, which they call the keystone. I love these phrases, the rollback and the keystone. So you compare these two lists, and if you see any matches, that's where you start. You start resuming these daily activities.
I see.
Right? It's what this guy called Charles Duhigg calls the keystone habits.
Okay.
For example, regularly exercising is a keystone habit.
Okay.
But then the more I think about it, so is making your bed. That's a keystone habit as well, right?
Right.
So a match apparently can also uncover a hidden passion or talent and an ability to be allowed to express your individuality or be of service to others.
I see.
What do we think about this?
Well, so he's saying that if we go back in time and then
remember
all those memories and then you write a list of what's happening now.
Yeah. No, you write a list of what you were doing back then.
Right.
So
okay.
I was playing my guitar, I was going to the gym regularly, my diet was this.
I see.
Then you go back further and make another list.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know how to feel about this because it's like, you know, our brain is like a piece of software.
Yeah.
Right? And like
nice little link there.
Yeah,
nice.
It's like an iOS
and
your Android phone. You get constantly updated.
Right.
Right? And I think no tech person in his right mind would ever want to
roll back.
No one is going to go, I want to try back iOS 5.
Because what would end up, you would end up with Clippy going, I think you need some help.
Yeah.
That little stupid thing that popped up during office.
So I feel that in our lives and our mental capacity, we are actually always improving.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't feel that way sometimes, but we are actually improving the sum of our knowledge and experience and memories. They all help us become a better version of who we are now.
Right.
Know? So I, if we go back in time and we were less less well formed than we are now, it's not really going to help us much.
I see the idea behind it, but if I was to rewind first and foremost, where would I end up? Let's say I end up at the age of 17, 18. What was I doing that made me happy at that age, right?
I
was playing video games,
right.
I was listening to a lot of music.
Yes.
I was probably flirting a lot more with a lot more girls than I should have been at the time.
And you're doing the same thing
now. No, I am not. Okay, maybe.
Right.
But you know what I mean? This would go on my list, playing video games, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Which I do, and I know you do too, and we find it enjoyable, right?
Right.
Doesn't make me any more happy though, knowing moving forward that playing video games is something that makes me happy. It's something that I know makes me happy, right? So if I go back even further, and I'm playing board games as a child, I like board games. Where do we draw the line? Are these two things similar?
Yeah.
They are, right?
Yeah, they are in a way.
It's passing time doing nothing.
Well, not really. And games are actually a good way of developing your brains. You
right,
know? But
right.
I don't know how I feel about just going back in time.
Right.
You know, because I really enjoy where I am right now, mentally as a 30-year-old.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of confidence in my life where, like, when I encounter situations nowadays or problems,
This is getting interesting now.
I know that if I encounter the same problem when I was 20, I will shrivel up like
a prune
and die. But now I'm 30.
Would you really?
Yeah, now I'm 30. I have confidence. I don't need to go through this. And then I'll either circumvent it or I'll deal with it better than when
you're a 20-year-old.
20, yeah.
I think I agree with you, actually.
Yeah, I think maybe this keystone thing, I think just a good idea of just like you revisit where you were last time.
Right.
And then you make note of the improvements that you have done.
Or the mistakes that you made that you would no longer repeat, right?
I think it's much better exercise than... But who am I? I'm not a... What is the guy's name?
His name is Charles Duhigg in his book, The Power of Habit.
Okay, what is he? What does he do?
I don't know.
Is he a researcher?
Yeah, he's a researcher stroke psychologist stroke clearly Windows user.
Clearly. It sounds like an MLM version of a self-help.
It does actually sound like a bit like that, yeah.
I bet later on it's like, please find 5 friends to join you on this and buy my book.
It will cost you nothing.
It will cost you nothing up front.
But I mean, the idea of kind of looking back on your life or finding areas that were difficult, maybe like you say, and then looking at how you've improved since then. Mm. I think when I hit 30, and this is for people at home.
When
I hit 30,
as in is it past tense?
It's past.
By the way,
past tense.
Because there's no heated in the word.
Right,
hit,
so right. When I hit 30,
many years ago,
many a decade ago, life became easier, for sure,
right?
For sure. And I don't mean in the way that I got like an extra coin to put in the slot, kind of easy.
Okay.
And have an extra life.
Okay.
You're right. Confidence was there.
Yes.
And it's something that you think, I don't have to deal with the mundaneness anymore of this kind of playgroundy kind of talker whose thing is bigger than whose.
Yeah. And when you're 30, I think it's nice because you still have some remnants of the youth of 20.
I do at 40, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
But you don't feel the decrepit old age, I think.
Okay, well, that's sometimes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. So, but then you're a very sprightly 40-year-old.
Well, I try
to be. Sprightly.
I'm sprightly whilst in the office. I get home and I crumble. You know? I'm like, in fact, I started watching a TV series. What was it the other day? The Expanse. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's on Netflix. You should get on that.
Okay, what is it about?
It's about what happens in the future when Earth has run out of water.
Oh, yo.
And Mars has been colonized by the military.
Okay.
The asteroid belt in the middle has been colonized by humans who are now in their third or fourth generation, growing up in a place where there is no gravity.
On the asteroids?
On the asteroids, unlike these space stations. Mm-hmm. So they are taller than the average human being, and their bones are less dense because they have no gravity. Mm-hmm. And they're called the belters. And how did I get here? Oh, yes, their bones were crumbly.
So you felt like a person living
belter.
On an asteroid.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, when I woke up this morning, gravity was just not friendly to me this morning.
I think when you reach 40, your body just starts going like, okay, I'm going to stop listening to you right now.
Right, I think I have to do that. Yeah. I have to ignore my body.
In Malaysia, right? Have you ever experienced this? Like you, as a guy, you know, you walk along the street and you meet like a kid, and then the kid calls you uncle.
Once, yeah.
That is like a stab,
absolutely
in the crotch for guys. Like,
and it wasn't a young kid either. This is a teenager.
Yeah. If you want to destroy a man, right? You don't have to go through his bank account or whatever. Just call him uncle.
I was stood in the queue at a restaurant. You know, and somebody like accidentally brushed up against their foot against my foot. Oh, sorry, uncle.
Oh man.
And I'm like, dude, come on! I'm sat here with a backpack on, and you know, I've got Apple earphones in. Do I look like your average uncle?
So that really hurts me.
Yeah, right in the... Anyway, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, less of that. I want to talk to you about what's going to be happening over the next couple of weeks because it's important. There's going to be a couple of changes. So stay tuned. But the question is, what is the name in the American version? In the American version of the TV series The Office, what is the name of the song that Michael and Dwight sang about Ryan when he started the fire? Send in your answer along with your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Jason Leong.
He's with me for a few more minutes before we wrap up. Question for you folks. In the American version of the TV series The Office, what is the name of the song that Michael and Dwight sang about Ryan when he started the fire? Send your answers to 016-201-9000. Don't forget your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. We've got a few more minutes. So, changes coming soon here on that time of night.
Mm-hmm.
Starting on the 17th of next month. There'll be a few changes.
17th of May.
17th of...
April.
April, in fact, yes. So we're taking a very short break from the 31st of this month until the 17th, whilst we jiggle some things around. Let's put it that way.
Well-deserved break.
I think we need a break. Yes. And during that break, what I've decided to do is to travel around Peninsula Malaysia. Right?
Nice.
And kind of... Because I've lived here for a very long time. Almost as long as I've been a Facebook
yes.
member. Almost. And... how much do I really know about Malaysia, right? I know a lot about KL. I know a lot about Penang and Malacca and, you know, over on the east side of things, but I've never been to Terengganu. Mm-hmm. And there's places that I feel I should be visiting that I haven't had a chance to do yet.
Right.
I can't call myself the Matsalai of Malaysia if I haven't seen the rest of Malaysia.
Really, no, can you can call yourself a Matsalai of Malaysia if you haven't done all these things.
Right.
You know? Because I know Matsalais who live in Hong Kong
right.
for like 20 years and they say, oh man, I live in Hong Kong for 20
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
You know, I have a kid here, my wife is here, I bought a house here. Then I go like, can you speak Cantonese? And
no,
they go,
they
not
can't.
A word.
Not a word.
So
a word.
You're more Malaysian than you are Matsalai right now.
Right now, I think so. But if I was to ask you, where should I go?
Yes.
Where should I visit?
Yeah.
Give me two or three places that I should go.
Well, my mom is from Penang.
Okay.
So I love Penang Island.
Yeah.
Penang Island is actually one of the best places to visit, period. Not just best places to visit in Malaysia, best places to visit in the world, you know. I call it, for some people who don't know, I always call it is like KL is Sydney, Penang is Melbourne.
There's a
very nice charm
right.
To Penang. So if, I'm sure, have you been to Penang?
I have. Yeah. I mean, the longest I've spent there was 2 days though.
Have you been to the beaches in Penang?
No, only the one with the Hard Rock Cafe nearby. I spent about an hour there.
But that's very mainstream.
It's right. Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There is a hidden, kind of hidden beach.
Right.
Accessible only by trekking or by boat.
I should say that I am doing this whole thing via public transportation.
Okay.
There will be no buses. There will be no planes involved. So I have to take the bus, cars, or taxi. Or if anybody out there is listening and thinks I should go and visit a place, you know, help a brother out.
Yes. So that's Penang. And to be honest, I confess that I have not traveled around Peninsula Malaysia as much as I should have.
Right.
The most northern place I've ever been is Kedah.
Okay.
And that was by mistake.
Why?
I was supposed to go Ipoh, but then I took a wrong turn.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that is the most. Yeah. So.
Wow. Just a bit of a wrong turn.
If you're really up to it, I've heard that hiking up Gunung Tahan.
Right.
Is one of the worst hikes.
One of the worst
yeah,
hikes?
Because
you're not selling it so well.
No,
yet.
No. But you should, as in one of the, not worst, oh sorry, let me.
Most challenging.
It's the most challenging.
Right.
And
that's
really
better.
Back to the roots nature kind of hike. Because even though Mount Kinabalu is the highest, but the most challenging route is Gunung Tahan.
It's the K2 of the mountaineering world,
yes.
Is it?
My friends who have done it, I think they say it takes up to 5 days. So you can't.
I don't have time, dude. I've only got 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. As many places to visit as possible. So anything that's Airbnb, anything that's cheap, anybody who's listening who's out there and thinks I should be going to visit, let me know.
Okay. All right. Johor?
That's definitely on the cards, right?
You should go to Johor and then mentally make a comparison of how much better Singapore is.
Oh,
compared to China.
I could do that.
It's nearby, like this, right. Like third world, first world, isn't it?
You see, kind of the rough plan was to do the West Coast quickly because right now it's rainy season, right? So I do the West Coast, head down south. That way, and then come back up over the East Coast, and then I know it sounds silly, do Penang, and then finish off in Langkawi. Because the reason I need to finish off in Langkawi.
You can go to Pulau Perhentian.
Yes, that not is, been, should do.
Apparently one of the best beaches and islands in Malaysia. So that is, Perhentian is in the state of, I can't remember.
It's on the East Coast, right?
State of Terengganu.
Terengganu,
right?
Yeah.
Right? So that's Terengganu. Then if you're feeling really adventurous, you can go up to the Kelantan, the state of denial.
Right.
And then you can experience what life is like 30 years ago.
I do need to go to Kelantan, though, actually. That's somewhere definitely on my list. Yeah. Folks, if you are listening and you have some suggestions, seriously, let me know. I'm very interested to find out where you'd like to send a poor fella.
Yeah, please help send Richard Bradbury to someplace interesting and
yes,
fun.
Yes, I really want some content as well.
Yeah. You should travel with like your own video. Like
I am.
DSLR.
GoPro's coming.
Yeah.
Recorder's coming. So people I meet along the way prepared to be interviewed and, you know, annoyed.
You know, it's really interesting. Just listen to you speak. There, I know on social media right now, there are like two white guys.
Right.
One is Matt Dunn and the other guy, I don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
They can speak Malay. Like
one can speak Kelantanese, right?
Yeah, the other guy can speak Kelantanese as if... I think he was born in Kelantan, but he looks like a white rapper. But he can speak Kelantanese like a Kelantanese.
Like a local.
And then there's another guy, that Matt Dunn, he can speak Malay, but he also, I think, a northern slang.
Right.
Or something. I mean, love the northern Malay slang. You know? Yeah, These white dudes are more Malay than Malays. You know?
All interesting stuff.
That should be your goal.
That should be to be more Malay than
Malay. To learn how to speak Malay.
Okay.
Properly.
I could try that.
Eat the chuba.
Right, anyway. Ladies and gents, we have been asking you a question. The question was, in the American version of the TV series The Office, what is the name of the song that Michael and Dwight sang about Ryan when he started the fire? The answer is...
Ryan started the fire.
There you go. If you answered correctly, you'll be hearing from us just after the show, getting yourself a couple of tickets to the Crank House Comedy Club over the weekend. Now, if you missed any part of this show, head over to the App Store or Google Play. You can download the app there. Failing that, head over and have a listen to the podcast. We will be back in just a couple of weeks' time, but after tomorrow, of course.
Yes.
So remember, a little bit of a change coming on the 17th. Ladies and gents, if you've got anything you add or you want to send me somewhere silly, as of Jason's suggestion, please do get in touch. Right, we've got to take a break until tomorrow. That's it. We're done. Right. I like the T-shirt, by the way.
Yes, it's black.
Like mine.
Like yours.
Exactly the same.
You wear it better than me.
I don't think so, dude. I think, you know, you've definitely got it covered.
Thank you so much. Right. I got more than you covered.
Oh, I'm not saying anything. Right. Yeah. Jason, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. And a safe journey. And I hope everyone listening, please give Richard like all the safe places to visit. Don't get him killed.
I don't want to get robbed.
We need
the
show to go on.
Yeah. We need the show to go on. Right. Okay. We got to go, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Love you and leave you from deepest, darkest Panda Atama. It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Jason Leong.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.